Welcome to the first-ish episode. Jesus Christ, I've spent the last hour trying to get this shit to work. And now I've finally gotten it.
Hold on.
Did you fix it?
I did fix it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're good. We're going.
You understand that pizza's being
made. It don't even matter. We can do all this shit at the same time.
So, should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, or we should go ahead and do this. Hi, I'm Nick. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm not sure which channel I'm going to put this on yet. Probably just the YouTube one, which is Channel of Babel. I will be hosting the Hour of Babel, which is a hour-long talk show / comedy show with some of my closest friends. I also host the In Tongues D&D podcast, which should be airing soon. Along with me today are some of the people that will be joining me on these podcasts. We'll start with Kenny.
I'm Kenny. I work a shitty retail job, and I also also moonlight as a character in these fucking shitty D&D campaigns.
Perfect. Love the attitude. Alright, next is my friend Javon, who was high at the start of this, but is now not high anymore.
That's debatable. That's debatable. But, yo, I'm Javon. My occupation is suicidal college student. And Nick asked me to do some D&D. And I think I'm probably going to be the first one to die.
In the campaign, not in real life. Note that the Channel of Babel and all the other podcasts inside of it do not endorse suicide. We do not condone suicide. However, we do recommend it to some.
Oh, God.
Wow, Audible, sponsor us.
Get way out of pocket.
Audible. Get that Audible add on.
Yeah, NordVPN, where are you at?
Squarespace?
Squarespace?
Alright, along with us, joining us, they're not in the call, but they are in the background, we have our good friend Jonathan.
Hi, I'm still kind of fucking sick, I'm not gonna cap. But, Jonathan, I used to work a very shitty retail job, and then I quit, so now all I do is smoke weed. I am here.
Perfect, and I think Cameron is back there.
Yeah, I'm right here. My name's Cameron, and I'm fucking blasted, too.
Alright, so, just a run-through real quick.
I'm fucking blasted, too.
Just a run-through real quick. So, three of you are blasted, one of you is on the verge of being drunk.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, one person is blasted, two of us are just kinda hot.
Kinda hot, yeah. Me and Javon are kinda hot. I'm not geeked or like blasted, but I'm like
smacked. You said I'm not geeked.
Right.
There's
right.
A difference.
Let me not say I'm
completely sober. I also run a YouTube channel called Smash Pussy 420 XXO. Go ahead and like and subscribe.
Well, I got a YouTube channel.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Eat That Pussy 445.
I was thinking,
it's your boy.
I need to tell you about later.
Tiny penis.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your boy. God, we're fucking stupid.
What
okay.
Name my character, bro? What do you name somebody that has like? Because you know how like you can look at a face and like they look like
Pussy 445.
They look like a.
Alright, what are you? What are you, a changeling?
Before we go any further, seriously, Cameron. Okay, Nick, so, like, what are the restrictions on what we say? Because obviously, we've already gotten too much.
So for anyone listening, we are not being sponsored. That is a fucking given. So
yeah.
I think we're allowed to say whatever the fuck we want as long as it's within YouTube / Castbox / everything else is.
Now that I know we can say everything that we want.
Yeah, just keep away from politics and or like anything.
Your god, yeah. Your god is dead. Fine. Your god is fake. Trump is all lie.
Nick, you are the host.
God is real. Build the wall.
Yeah, God is dead. Your president doesn't matter. Bro, we're all gonna die.
Build the wall. I need Bernie to lower my school payments, bro.
Right, bro.
All right,
we have already revoked our audience.
We can all agree, Bernie for 2020. And if Bernie doesn't get elected, fuck it, we're going back to Trump.
I want you to know that you are already at negative subscribers.
Someone's like, I'm gonna unsubscribe. I'm not even subscribed.
Hey,
Bernie Sanders' corpse for president 2020.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders and the billionaires that back him for president. For president.
Legalized marijuana. Bro,
Epstein's corpse for president.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Bro, we already in the podcast. Come on.
Deadass, anyone but Trump for president.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Trump, and you know what? I don't really like Warren either.
Hey, you know what? That brings to mind. I'm going to start my presidential campaign right now.
Yeah, so the entire channel of Babblecast is running as a singular candidate. Please vote for us in the upcoming election.
Nigga, you was that don't think.
Pierre.
His name is Pierre.
What the fuck are y'all talking about? Talking about Pierre.
So are we going to talk about characters now?
Yes. Okay. So along with the Hour of Babel, which is our talk show, which is obviously what you just saw, we will also be running a D&D campaign featuring Kenny, Jonathan, Javon, possibly Cameron. And our good friend Gibby, Geigel Mibson, he could not join us today because he's getting laid. So we'll see him on episode one of that, which hopefully will air sometime next week. We will do a quick little episode zero right here where we introduce characters. Kenny, you've already had the most experience with your character as we've already played a little bit. So why don't you go ahead and introduce your character and tell us a little bit about it.
So Calmer the Third is the adopted son of a long line of paladins in service to the god Helm. He's very zealous, but he's not actually a paladin at all. He claims to be a cleric. There are other things about him that most of the party won't know. But in truth, he's doing everything he can to subvert his lineage and to be like the adopted parents that took him in. About lawful good and justice and protecting the weak. All things that the god Helm endorses as his sort of a MO. He's sort of a mindless zealot, that mindless in a good way. Like, he will protect anyone who's weak, to a fault.
To break it down a little more, your character Calmer is a firbolg, who plays a warlock that pretends to be a cleric.
Did you say a
pretends to be a cleric? That's right.
A firbolg who plays a warlock that pretends to be a cleric, who acts like a paladin, and basically embodies the Punisher.
Yes.
And is also adopted.
In fact, he goes so far as sometimes, because firbolgs can shift their appearance. He goes so far as to shift his appearance often into a human being to better represent his adopted parents.
Ah. Daddy issues, am I right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, wait, hold on.
All right, well, I'm 100% interested to see how that character is going to turn out, especially after the last one turned out.
You said in the mail?
What about mail?
I'm sorry.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry, what?
This is going to be terrible. Javon, introduce us your character.
All right, hold on, wait. Cameron's having difficulties with his character.
For just to state for the record, I'm probably the most experienced here in Dungeons and Dragons. I've been playing for a few years, and I've been DMing for most of them. Most of the people that are going to be on this podcast are relatively new or inexperienced. Please keep that in mind before you load the comments with, "That's not right. This is not how 5th Edition works. You guys suck. We know that. Just fucking let us do our thing."
You can
honestly, I've been doing this shit kind of long too. I don't have a reason not to know shit. I'm just trash.
Exactly. Hey, fun fact about you viewers. You all suck.
And you involve everybody watching.
Every single one of you.
How do I change
every single one? Another fun fact about D&D, did you know that it's completely canon in the 5th edition that orc piss is ignitable?
Yeah!
So go take a mug of that, drink it, and then light yourself on fire.
But I do not have a penis, so...
Oh shit, are you a woman?
It's still yes.
Pee.
I thought you... Wait, you guys were just... Alright.
Question.
So, to break it down, as far as I know, Trevon's character is going to be a half-orc bard who's also a woman.
This is also a woman. So, I'm a half-orc bard named Sesh. So, this is where the part where everyone hates my backstory, because it doesn't fit a half-orc backstory. But here we go. This is really off the top of my head. So, Sesh, she grew up in a small town. There wasn't much around. It was pretty, you know, low standards, slummy. And, like... She grew up with a very kind mother who was a human, and so she always had this sort of strong feeling of justice, and she always loved to like help people, and she eventually just started helping people around her town, and you know, she got her name out there, so she's kind of well known around where she grew up for being someone who helps people.
Wow, I'm gonna be playing a campaign with a bunch of pussies. Okay,
wow,
I'm just saying, like, I don't think anyone is gonna be playing an evil character.
He's evil. He's a fucking demon.
Yeah, I get. All right. So before we move on to Jonathan and Cameron, who I don't think still have a character, excuse me, motherfucker.
Cameron's character had 46 health, and he was trying to sort that out.
I got it.
All right. I'm going to real quick introduce Gibby's character in a small fashion. So Gibby's character is a male tiefling. Whose name is not quite his name. It's a kind of a nickname or a code name. It's called. His name is Resurrect. He is a wizard. Yeah, Resurrect is his virtue name. There's not much more that needs to be said about him. I'll let Gibby explain him in the first episode. Keep in mind that, if I'm not mistaken, he is going to be the only one in this party with some balls.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
That's
I
fucking, how you feel. That's how you feel.
The only way to play D&D is to play a chaotic character or to play an evil character.
The nicest, the most safe, most good campaign you ever had in your life. It's going to be sunshines, rainbows, and bunnies.
Oh, yeah? Well, roll initiative, because that's sunshine, rainbows, and bunnies all fucking hate you.
Javon the snow bunny.
Damn. All right. Wow. Moving on to Jonathan.
Okay. So I didn't really come up with a name for my character. El Jefe.
El Jefe.
El Jefe is a dragonborn. And pretty much, I'm not going to go super into detail about him, but if you could imagine, like, J.R. from your high school, but amplify, like, the edges by, like, 3. And then add in a little bit of devout Christian with a little bit of pro-lifer. That's what you got. Right there.
We're going to get along just fine.
A little bit of pro-lifer.
So, yeah, there you go.
Except that your god is a heathen god, by the way.
He's all about his lord and savior. That's all he's about. That's just what he's about. He's about that, and he definitely has a lot of PTSD from being in the military, and he likes to flex it, but really, he's broken on the inside.
All right. One more character to the pussy counter.
Hey, look. You just wait till he drinks some Monster, Morgan.
Oh, Jesus. This is going to be terrible.
I just got an idea. You should have an actual pussy counter, and whenever you hit it, it should say, "Talking, that's a motherfucking pussy.
Pussy is so good."
I'm going to purposefully make the first inn or tavern that y'all run into called the pussy counter.
Weenie Hut Juniors.
Bro,
Weenie Hut
Juniors.
Weenie Hut Pussy Counter.
No, you don't need it.
All right, Cameron, let's hear your character.
My character, my name is Indrid. I'm a changeling artificer. I'm chaotic neutral, so like I will do whatever, whenever, basically.
This is up for anything, ladies. Keep in mind.
You're supposed to be telling us your character, not asking questions of a
no.
You are you.
Viewers, vote to decide. Comment below.
Who gets voted off the island?
Yeah. Which person am I playing without?
Is it the Orc Bard?
That would be cool, though.
It's going to be me. I have too much character.
Oh, my God. Honestly, no. I love every character that's going into this because they all have been built very creatively. An Orc Bard, like, I love Orc Bards. They're very underutilized.
And low-key, Orc women are straight up fucking hot.
Thank you, my good sir.
Keep in mind.
My good sir.
Keep in mind, the Channel of Babel.
Low-key straight up hot.
The Channel of Babel does not
condone having sex.
The Channel of Babel does not condone having Orc women as your waifu.
I need that pizza would be done by now.
Nigga, go look.
Nigga, she went to go get pizza, not cook a pizza.
Wait, did you talk? Oh yeah, you said what you were. Is that all you had? Just your class and name?
Like, I don't have a backstory.
All right, you good?
All right.
I'm just trying to think of one right now. Okay.
He's really hot.
Yeah, I can fucking tell.
Hey. We like to party.
We like to party. This is not a party. We sit in my room and do.
keep in mind. I just want to point out that the Channel of Babel does not condone the usage of marijuana, marijuana, the cannabis, the devil's lettuce, the devil's cabbage, Mary Jane, jazz cigarettes.
You do
pot, what? Weed, hash, kush, or anything related.
Up until the point that it's legalized, then
once it's legalized, then the Channel of Babel will question its condoning.
Give us 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah,
5 business days.
The Channel of Babel does not condone pot. However, if you are gonna do something, fucking dude, do cocaine. Shiz whack.
Say again. Say again. That Orc women are hot. Say again.
There you go. That's what.
I'll make sure to include a picture of this. For anyone at home wondering what was just put up, imagine the.
Oh,
just watch you, Wendy Williams.
That phrase is now out there in the world.
What phrase?
Listen, sometimes you just need you a bitch that's built like Wendy Williams. Okay, sometimes you need it's the shoulders, dog. It's the shoulders.
Sometimes you just need you a big orch bitch to tell your secrets.
You can climb. You know what I'm saying? Climb quarterback like a ladder,
dude. Quarterback shoulders are where it's at. Okay,
get a Ronda Rousey.
Sometimes you need a woman that you can just yell your secrets to from the ground.
Sometimes you just need a bitch to fucking tackle you.
Kick shit in.
Bro, I need a bitch to beat me up.
A bitch, I'll beat you up.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know.
Kinky.
Hey, alright, ooh.
Alright, so, you know, breaking bones. What's up next, Nick?
Hey, sticks and stones may break my bones, but orc women will never mount me, so.
Oh, what? You're a pussy.
Look, dude.
So what you're saying is...
Y'all have seen, I already deal with enough ass.
So what you're saying is, you're fucking racist.
Alright, moving on. This story begins.
Yeah, moving on. Moving on to our new segment called Orc Women. Are they hot or not?
Nah.
Yes.
Nah, Nick, you're just racist.
Bro, is this gonna be a repeat of the snake girl conversation, Nick?
Alright, we're putting everything on hold right now. We're putting this out into the fucking world. Snake women are not better than cat women.
You can kiss my ass.
You can suck an orc dick, bitch.
Y'all are some fucking weebs. Shut the fuck up.
He said, y'all some fucking weebs.
Oh my god.
Reading some fucking manga and shit.
Reading those goddamn mangoes.
Yeah. Got mango. Do I know what a JPEG is?
No.
He's gonna write me an Elon Rog. Oh, wait. Read that out. Shut up.
You stop your high for like 3 seconds, dog. You keep bringing up like useless shit.
What are you asking? Nigga. Okay, not right now.
I can't hear Cameron right now. I want to know what he's asking.
He's poking holes into a can with a pen.
What the fuck is like actually wrong with him?
I don't know.
Yes. You have...
Cameron, okay. Have you ever been tested for high functioning autism?
Says the one with ADHD. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I'm asking as a fellow member of the high functioning autistic club.
Hey.
All right.
No, but I
let's move on. Even though right. You know.
Oh, geez, Ulrich.
I'm scared. Got myself.
Nigga, put it down.
Oh my god. Before we move on
from orc women. All right. They don't always have to be Wendy Williams Burley. All right. Sometimes they're just cute. Let's be real.
Oh, jeez.
It's loading.
What's it going to be? We might have to have an argument.
We might have to have like an actual debate.
Yeah, we might have to.
Before this picture shows up and we all fucking scream. It's just some shit.
Oh my
just
God.
Just click the link. It's safe. I promise.
Okay.
It's safe.
Before we have this. Before we start.
Bro, see,
no.
Okay. No. You know what? I fuck with you.
That's an orc woman, you know, right there.
I agree with you. We're good. We're homies, dog.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was an orc.
This episode is sponsored by orc women. If you think they're cute, then you are part of that loser group, I guess.
Nah, there's like an energy drink within the Dungeons and Dragons world. Orc piss.
Listen, just look, man. She got like half her titty out.
If anything, that's completely sexist. There's no way that she runs around like that fighting bitches.
Nick, pause. Javon said something very, very wild.
Let me hear this.
I'm going to say it. Okay, so click on that picture again.
Okay.
Are you at the picture?
Yeah.
He said, orc male delphine.
No, it's because you were talking about the orc piss energy drink.
But look at her.
Oh my god, you know what?
Or either that or Piper Perry.
No, not Piper Perry.
Welcome to the Hour of Babble podcast, where we're going to spend 15 minutes deciding whether or not this orc, this fictional orc woman, looks like a porn star. Not any porn star, between two porn stars.
Bro, she's not a porn star. She's just a salesman, okay?
Yo, she's not a porn star. She's just a gamer girl. That's thick.
She's a gamer girl.
Bro.
She's a gamer girl that sells her pee.
I feel like we're treading on thin ice right now.
I think that was one of the names for this podcast.
I'm gonna go ahead and delete that picture because you know it was really not contributing to a good discussion.
I'm gonna replace it with a better picture. That is the same one, just
there
a bigger.
We go.
It's the same one, just bigger.
There we go.
Let it be known that orc women.
Yo, she's thick as yo, bro. And she carrying food.
Orc women mad thick. Did he just say she carrying food? Did he see what's on that plate?
That's a pig's head, nigga. She just murked somebody.
Okay, but regardless, like that was pig head. Wasn't it?
Nigga.
Look at this fucking Stan on the bottom though. He is so upset.
He's just like, fuck, I can't handle this bitch.
Why does he have the fucking,
you know, the
shit.
You know how an anime like their nose too bad
he's mad. This episode sponsored by Orc Women. When they divorce you, they take more than half.
This video is also sponsored by anime.
I really started this just by having a female orc board.
Next thing you know, dragonborn porn.
The funny thing about this is that, like, I'm gonna have to imagine your orc bard is something like that because bards characteristically fuck everything. So unless you're trying to be like a new goody two shoes innocent kind of bard, you deadass gonna have to be like that.
You're gonna have to play. Bro, you remember when I said I was an alcoholic? Well, I mean, that's among every other vice as well.
So pretty much, you're just gonna be that.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have to break up the discussion by positing this.
Oh jeez. Oh no. Ulrich.
All right. Let's discuss. Speaking of, whether or not this is hot.
He's gonna send in some whack.
Is that a halfling?
That is a gnome.
Bitch, that's a gnome. I don't care who you are. That's a child. That's a child.
My face is cute, but no, like that's a midget.
That's a child.
I would do it.
And if you think otherwise, you are wrong.
No, it's a gnome. She could be like 30.
Come here, bitch. Let me see that 2-inch pussy.
Ooh.
That's enough for me, dog.
No. What? 1 in 10 people live next to a pedophile. And if you like this picture, you are the 1 in 10.
Yo.
Oops.
We've been going for how long, Nick? And this D&D podcast has not played D&D.
The D&D podcast will
listen,
come.
We are discussing races and how their charisma.
Exactly.
It's a D&D discussion podcast about whether orc women.
It's episode 0. We don't have to worry about that. Episode 1 is when we'll do D&D. I plan on doing episode 1 when I come down tomorrow. I'm going to bring my laptop and my mic and all that.
Lit.
All right. Also, I just want to point out 1 in 10 people live next to a pedophile. I don't live next to a pedophile though. I just live next to a fucking 4-foot girl with a fat ass.
Bro. RIP.
Yeah, RIP Filthy Frank. The greatest of us all. He's still alive, but in spirit. In spirit only.
Yeah. But I can't be mad because the music is pretty far.
Well, why is my personality weak?
Because, bitch, you a fucking fuckboy and you won't ever change.
Right. All right, contestant number 3. Yanti.
Oh, no. All right, see, now she just looks Asian.
Oh, wait, this is a snake girl. I'm already on board. You're a snake girl.
Stop trying to fuck snake women. Maybe if you stop trying to fuck snake women so much, you'd get some real women.
Look at how she's holding that beaker, bro.
She's holding that beaker.
She looks like she whooped my ass.
She's cupping in the bottom, bro.
She cupping it in the bottom? Whoa. She adding support?
From back here, it looks like Rihanna with a LeBron ear.
Oh my god.
Bro, but Yeonties. That's where we on now.
Welcome to the
bitches. Yeah.
Welcome to the Hour of Babble podcast, where we discuss real life problems like are snake women hot.
Hey, look, modern problems call for modern solutions, and modern solutions being D&D podcast.
Modern solutions being fleshlights with scales.
You know what? I would not be opposed.
I hate that. Wait, I hate you that like, so world much. Build?
Is that what the plan was?
Yeah, the plan was to fucking like world build and introduce.
Okay.
Imagine you fucking something, right?
You get world build because I'm kind of curious on what.
Okay, so yeah, you should actually get back to that.
Scales are on the outside, not the inside.
Oh, I was like, you know,
if how would they have scales in their pussy?
But no, okay, listen. Cameron. You know how you know the, like the Chinese finger trap thing?
Cameron, it's not.
If you
like
have scales on the inside, it's literally like that. Like, think about used to get.
But it's not. But it's not like that. It's not.
Okay, we are gonna take a small break. Because I've got to go take this fucking lasagna out the oven, and I think we need to reset our minds and think of some new shit.
All right. Before we reset minds, I'm gonna toss in one more thing.
Oh, geez. Oh.
Is it contestant Please. Number four?
Contestant Please. Number four. Let's Bro. See this. This is gonna be some disgusting shit.
I don't know. I'm fucking with.
LeBron. You're fucking with all of them.
You're fucking with or.
Question number four, female lizard folk.
Oh no. Scaly boys and scaly goyles.
Bro, I'm not opposed.
Bro!
I'm not opposed.
I have.
Okay, the second.
I know.
Though. Okay, but what
the
you,
second
what
picture,
do
definitely.
That, how do you.
Bro, Does it I had matter? To check the link. I thought this was fur affinity for a second.
The titties.
What is fur?
Alright, so y'all are saying second picture.
Yes.
And fucking I only see like oh, you're talking about that. I had to think of which one you're talking about and then I see her. I'm opposed.
I'm very opposed.
I'm opposed.
I'm opposed only because at any moment she could spit poison onto me.
That's the Yanti, the lizard folk. They just bite your ass.
Oh yeah, they can just chew my face off. That's even sexier.
I'm into that, dog.
I want a dog.
All right, with that being said,
Nick, I'm into the whole like spider relationship thing where it's like, oh yeah, we can have sex and have a couple kids. It's like now you can fucking murder me viciously.
With that being said, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Damn, you did that real fast.
I know. Welcome back. We are done from our break. I have a bowl of lasagna next to me, and I've literally never been happier because my roommate is hella drunk.
Lasagna. Life of 20-something losers.
Bring the laptop up.
Oh, yeah, let's just get my world.
This nigga, you want to smoke? Okay.
Bro, it's fine. It's fine. We're just talking.
Exactly. We're fine. Hold on. I'm just mute my mic for the walk.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Anyway, all right, let's get on with a little bit of world building. Back to our D&D discussions. So the world will be to this campaign will be taking place. And a group of islands that I created. I have a map somewhere. I'll put it up. Hopefully, so that everyone can see. I'm calling it the Isles. It's a collection of three kingdoms that each have a slightly unbalanced relationship with each other. The kingdoms are Hellas, Sema, and Aligarra. Our campaign will mainly take place in these three kingdoms, but I am preparing for. A sort of off-world voyage later down the line. We'll see where that comes in. The state of the world right now is that a mad king known as King Godfrey has started taking over some of the kingdoms. So Aligarra has been conquered all the way to Alzheimer being the last remaining stronghold of the rebellion. Once he conquers that, he'll work on his way through Hellas and Sema. Right now, Hellas is being overthrown by a rebellious group known as the Order of the Mask. The group prides themselves in secrecy, so every member wears a jester's mask. We'll actually see a lot of them in the first campaign, the first episode of the campaign, which starts in Asperos. I had an earlier session with Gibby and Kenny, where I started them out and introduced their characters. We'll go through a recap of what happened in episode one. But the short and sweet version of it is their characters are from another alternate reality where Godfrey never conquers the world. He summons them in order to brainwash them and tries to force them to do his bidding. They're saved by some unlikely allies and then are sent to Asperos, where suddenly all magic is canceled. All magic is null and void. They fight a couple of these jesters and they make their way outside of the inn. The rest is for me to tell and for you to listen.
Hold on. Wait, so who was summoned?
So the man is King Godfrey. His whole shtick is he traveled far, far north and met the last lich. The lich offered him power and knowledge in return for a favor. The favor being, do not let the world forget about me. So he accepted, and now he uses the power and knowledge that the lich gifted him to conquer kingdoms. As he conquers kingdoms, he spreads word of his stories, usually leaving one or two survivors to tell what happened.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and his whole shtick is that he's using the powers of the lich to summon adventurers from other worlds and universes to fight alongside of him.
Oh, okay. So were we summoned, or...?
Yes, every character in this campaign was summoned. Gibby, oh, okay. Kenny, you two. You two, I can actually start explaining that right now, actually. So you three, Jonathan, Javon, and Cameron, your characters will be summoned, but something is going to go a little wrong. And where you should be summoned to Ghulam, you'll actually be summoned to the forests outside of Asperos, where you will be surrounded by a group of jesters and be taken prisoner. So we'll get into that in episode one, but that is where we stand. So right
they'll be taking part in something outside of me and Gibby.
For a short while. The idea is that the moment you all enter, where we have you stopped is that you're in a tavern and you're stepping out. The moment that you leave that tavern is where I want you guys to run into this other group, and I hope to flow into it naturally. So I'm trying to set it up so that Jonathan, Javon, and Cameron work their way out of where they're being held. They fight through the jesters. They get to witness why magic is canceled. And then eventually they'll end up where you are.
And I can lead you all guys. Keep in mind, and this is like a natural sort of evolution of things. The only reason why I've protected the tiefling for this long, even though I thought he was a demon, you know, that like zealous character. The reason why I'm protecting him for this long is because I think that he's weak. And in this battle with the jesters, he slew like three of them before I got a chance to attack. So things are getting kind of twisted in my character's brain. Like,
oh yeah, I have
like maybe I'm not as strong as I think I am, that sort of thing.
I have no doubt that this campaign, as long as we RP successfully, what I plan to do is I plan to focus on everyone's strengths and doubts as a whole as we journey through this. So, no spoilers, but if I have it set up so that eventually, once you guys figure out the magic problem, you guys will go to a college in Hellas, where it's this college for the very magically gifted. And you'll discover that this group has been experimenting on the magically gifted and trying to increase their capabilities. And one of the creatures that I, or one of the people that I hope that you find, will be just like you all, like summoned, and have like incredible doubts about his or her character. Mm. That's the idea, anyway.
Is session one Were we, like, basically summoned?
Yes.
Okay.
Session one will be a couple hours long, hopefully. And it'll be the story of all five of you getting together, leading out of Asperos and finding what happened to the magic. Because, if I'm not mistaken, most of you are magic users.
Yup.
So, without magic, you guys are kind of helpless.
I haven't said my spell. But I'm big.
He said, but I'm big.
But my strength is plus zero.
That doesn't mean big and beefy. What's wrong with big and beefy girls?
I'm sorry, but a muscular one, like two muscular women, it's just like, I mean, she can do her. I don't
I'm not that. Saying that.
Nothing. I mean, it's beefy. Yeah, that's why.
Respect, big beefy girls, 2019.
I'm gonna give you the death stare.
The death stare.
Wouldn't that be respect, big beefy girls, 2020? Since we're moving towards that end of the year.
You are right. True. I don't remember how to set my spell. Okay, there they are. Okay.
I honestly don't remember how to do anything in life, but. Just gotta find a way.
Two cantrips.
Fuck you, Twitch. Alright, let's move on to our next segment. We've discussed we've discussed the capabilities of each podcast, what we're gonna do with them. Obviously the Hour of Babel is gonna be more comedic, it's gonna be more free-flowing. All of us just kind of sitting around talking. Seeing where it goes, much like earlier. Hopefully it won't be as much D&D based, so we don't bore people. And hopefully it won't be as stupid as Snake Girls. Are they hot or not?
The answer is yes.
The answer might surprise you. Join in tonight at 7.
Yeah, I missed it.
It's definitely a...
Anyway, we've talked a little bit about the D&D podcast, its settings, its characters, what we're going to do with that. I want to talk now about scheduling, because if everything works properly, I'd like to have an episode out by Monday or Tuesday, and hopefully keep that as like a regular schedule with this like episode zero. Being released maybe Monday, and then maybe episode one of either Hour of Babel or In Tongues released Tuesday, and then we'll have the other one released like Thursday or Friday.
Well,
which means that we would have to record one or both either during the weekends or like sometime in the middle of the week. We would have to record one.
So Thursdays work best for me.
Okay. I think Gibby is more open to weekdays. He goes and sees his girlfriend on the weekends, and so we should definitely plan for the D&D podcast to be during the weekdays. Sooner or later, I'm not sure when, I'm gonna start closing shifts again. So I won't be getting back until like 9 o'clock. I'll still always have like Sundays off, so if everyone is good for Sunday, then we can record an episode. Then we could do like the Hour of Babel on Sundays, and we can do In Tongues on Thursdays.
Well, I'm not good for this Sunday.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna be coming down though. I'll be down there tomorrow.
Oh, well, then okay.
Yeah, so we'll record it tomorrow.
Oh, I'll get what you're saying now.
Actually, shit. Gibby will still be with his boo. Maybe I'll text him and see if he can join in for a quick session.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do my spells.
Any ideas on the spells? Actually, yeah, let me hear from everyone what spells you're using.
Nigga, it's not that cold. It's not.
I don't even have my phone, bro. What the fuck?
Dice.
It's charging.
I got you, Nick.
I'm not gonna lie. A lot of my shit might be useless.
There are no useless. Actually, you know what? There are a few useless spells if you're a ranger.
Right. Nick, here's what I got. I got Cure Wounds, Divine Favor, Protection from Evil and Good, Sanctuary, and Shield of Faith.
All right, so a lot of paladin spells, one or two healing ones, which is good for the party. I like that you're not thinking about just yourself. So this is going to be interesting because paladins can be played in like one or two ways. You can either be really headstrong, stubborn, and even if like you're doing like the bigger picture, like you're protecting others, you do it almost reluctantly, like you should know better. Or you can play them as like genuinely nice, like almost like guardians or father figures. So I'm interested to see where you go with that.
Yeah. So my spells, I have Dancing Lights, Mage Hand.
Dancing Lights and Mage Hand are really good spells.
And I got Skyrite and Zone of Truth.
I don't think I really know what Skyrite is.
I think it's you can write in the sky. You call up the 10 words to form in a part of the sky you can see.
Alright. Yeah, that sounds like awesome spells. I don't think I've personally used Skyrite. I don't think I've personally used Zone of Truth either. But I have used Dancing Light to great effect. Because it doesn't give you a real restriction on how you can move them. So you can have Dancing Lights in a circle, you can have them in a line, in an arrow, you can make a path with them. There's a lot of creativity with that spell. Along with Mage Hand. Mage Hand has a few limitations, but as long as you're within those limitations, you can use them for like a couple different things.
Yeah.
What about you, Kenny? What about your Warlock spells? Or your cleric spells.
What was that you cut out for a second?
Oh, what about your warlock spells? Let me hear your warlock spells.
Find my character sheet real quick. Sorry about that.
You're Gucci.
Hold on. Didn't you?
Alright, so as far as spells go, I don't have any healing spells, but I do because of my pact with the Celestials. I have what is it? Let's see here. I have 46 healing at any point as a bonus action. 6 at once within 60 feet. That's really fucking good. And I can use those 4d6 anytime in between a long rest.
Yes.
As for spells, it's mostly warlock spells, except for Eldritch Blast. Some bonus cantrips that I have. No, but I do have Sacred Flame from my Celestial Bond.
All right.
I have Light. I have Firebolt, standard warlock fare. Light, Firebolt, Sacred Flame from the Celestial thing. Sword Burst, because it's thematic with my character. And for my my racial spells, I have Detect Magic, Detect Magic and Disguise Self, just from being a Firbolg. And I can cast Mage Armor at will. So, since I'm a warlock, I cast all spells at second level. And I have Guiding Bolt, Hellish Rebuke, which does a shit ton of damage. Misty Step, which is like a blink. And Shadow Blade, which conjures another blade along with my own packed weapon, which is Pact of the Blade. I plan on being just like a dual-wielding dervish, kind of just like slice you the fuck up and then get the fuck out of there kind of guy. Misty Step and my passive Hidden Step, just based on my racial. Like, I can cut somebody up, turn invisible, and then get the fuck out of Dodge.
and they won't know what the fuck happened to him, essentially.
All right.
Yeah.
Definitely more battle focused than the other classes that we've discussed so far. A lot of spellcasters. I'm glad that you guys have like a bard and a paladin, because a warlock, a wizard, and then Cameron's not gonna like it, but I forget what his is. Definitely gonna need some tanky classes in there, and I'm excited to see what y'all multi-class as. It hasn't been said yet, but some of the people in this campaign have a bad habit of multiclassing. Or not a bad habit, but like just a habit of multiclassing, I guess. I'm excited to see what they do with the said limitations. Because of course you can only multiclass if your skills are so high, which means means Javon is going to have to wait a few levels, as his stats aren't that great. With that being said, I think we've discussed everything that I want to discuss for Session Zero. We've gone through most of the D&D stuff. There isn't a lot to say about the Hour of Battle, except you should expect it coming out either Tuesday or Friday. We'll probably record it tomorrow, actually. Or Sunday. Don't know. Don't particularly care that much either. I'm only doing this to make money. Audible, where you at? I think I've made that joke before. I think I've made that joke already. Yeah, I probably have. I don't know. I'm just fucking rambling at this point.
Yes, 10 out of 10.
Before we leave, another contestant has entered the fray. Explain, please, what you have sent, Kenny.
So that is the best picture I could find of a furbolg female.
That is not a damn furbolg.
Dude, look at the
there
nose.
Is look no the nose. Fucking way.
That, look at the nose and she's...
Ain't no listen, furbolg.
Look at the nose.
Furless!
Ain't no furbolg.
She ain't furless. She ain't furless. You don't know what's under them jeans, bro.
Hey, yo, viewers, vote now in the comments. Do furbolgs shave?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to play a furbolg woman who waxes.
Maybe she's au naturel. You know what I'm talking about?
El naturel. She would be more el naturel if she looked like literally every other furbolg. she does not look el naturel.
She got the nose, though.
No. No. She looks like she... No. She looked like she used disguise self, and that's it.
She looked like she
0 out of 10. I'm not about fake bitches.
I'm not about fake bitches.
All right, I got you one better.
Oh no, contestant 6. Here
Wait,
we go.
This one don't have fur either. Maybe female furbolgs don't have fur, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I like how this is a link to a wiki.
Maybe all their.
God damn.
Hold up. Give me a second.
He's going crazy.
Furbolg 5e. Images. Oh, shit. Am I thinking of something else?
Are you thinking of like a bugbear or something?
Yes, I think I was thinking of a bugbear.
Oh, my God.
Are
you thinking about a bugbear?
No, yes, I was not. Okay, yes. Let me.
Change
all right.
Your vote. Change your vote
now. I had misled you. I apologize. So
chick, she is
let
like
it be
eight,
said that
she
I
she's like 8 foot tall. Imagine.
I know. I am 100% wrong. Furbolgs are a furless race, even though their names suggest otherwise. And that is 100% a furbolg woman. However,
when you said that the furbolgs have fur, they all lost it.
Let it be said that I am the dungeon master for this campaign. I never claimed to be smart. I will, however, say that her skin is like a tealish green, and ain't no furball got that kind of colored skin.
Aren't they like
bullshit
bluish gray or some shit?
Yeah, they're like bluish gray. So you can take her makeup wearing ass, fake ass.
Oh my god.
My point still stands.
Come on. She's holding a butterfly.
Alright, look. I think she is the only one that you've sent so far that I would smash. But that's about it.
Furbolgs communicate with animals. That's what she's doing there.
Ah, must be an expert at doggy.
Oh my god.
I cannot believe I just made that joke. I kind of hate myself, though.
I've never seen Nick regret anything in his life. The fuck?
This was what did it. Yeah, let it be known that this is what an average conversation with me sounds like.
Very. Oh god.
Oh my god.
I thought Jonathan just wanted to go play Modern Warfare.
Wow, what a bitch.
Shit's gas.
Is it?
It is.
I haven't played it yet. I saw there was a shotgun that could reach like half map though.
Bro, it's the 725 or something. That thing is like a sniper in disguise. Damn, dude, are you okay? You're really... These kids aren't good enough to keep up with what you're doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga's hot.
Yo, did y'all ever play Black Ops 2?
Yes.
Alright, fucking, I loved that game. I don't think I played with any of y'all, yo, because I didn't have a PlayStation.
I played Black Ops 2 on Xbox.
Okay, I played Xbox.
Did y'all ever play, PsyOps, the Mindgate Conspiracy? I think not.
Welcome to our D&D podcast.
Our next subject today. Guns in D&D, yay or nay? Let's hear your decisions.
Okay, wait. I actually want to talk about this. So, I really have mixed feelings about guns in D&D. But if you do them right, I like them. I prefer things like flintlocks, though.
See, I prefer, like, boomsticks and shit like that. Like, flintlocks, yeah. I kind of like the whole one and done.
I understand both... But hear me out. In a world where you can shoot firebolts out of your fucking hands, how could you not make an explosive charge using magic and just siphon it into a fucking tube?
There was an animator on YouTube that told the story of, like, he was like this magic sheriff in D&D. He had a gun. The side effect was that, like, the more he used the gun to cast spells, the more like corrupted he became, because like he had to use like fairy dust or something and it like clouds the mind. So I like things like that where like you find a way and there's like benefits and then there's like cons as well.
Yeah. I like shit like that.
I think it's logically acceptable to assume that combustion can occur magically.
Yeah.
100.
That you can
100%.
Something in like a chamber.
Bro, that's what you should have did, Cameron.
I'm not against Cameron. I'm not against Cameron becoming like a magic, like fucking.
A magic gun.
Yeah.
Really?
Like you channel magic into a gun. And...
Yeah. I think.
I did some.
By the way, is an artificer? Is that a like? Are they like medium or like light squishy?
Shit, I've had laundry sitting in the washer for like 3 hours now. What was that?
Are artificers like squishy or are they like heavy?
Oh, so no, they are like every other fucking magic class. They're weak as fuck. But the thing about them is that they can create, I think one of the first things that they're allowed to create is they're allowed to create like a pistol that shoots thunder.
Oh my god.
It does, yeah, it does like 3d6 or something like that.
Jesus.
My thing is, like, if you can have a spell called Catapult, why the fuck can't you use magic?
Did you just win?
A magical.
Oh!
You know what I mean?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm gonna look this up real quick.
Hold on.
I wanna see this.
Oh yeah, Nick. Going back to animators, did you hear about animation thing?
Did I hear about what?
The critical role getting an animation.
I did not, and I love that. It's what I dream of for this eventually.
Well, let me see.
Nigga, I don't think I can ever do that shit again.
Okay. I forgot I had that. No, I don't think.
Yeah, right here. So it's not the thing that I was talking about, but an artificer at what level is this? Third level. If you choose to be the artillist subclass, you can create an arcane turret that can activate as a flamethrower. A flamethrower, a force ballista, or a defender.
You're right. They really are magic engineers.
Exactly.
Nigga, did you hear that? Are you listening? Uh-huh. You have at third level, if you pick a certain subclass, what was it?
It was third level of the artillist. The artillist.
You chose artillist?
What subclass did he take?
He said artillerist.
Yeah, so the artillerist at third level gains the ability to lay down arcane turrets.
Listen, say it again. Listen to what he's saying.
Uh-huh. Okay, at third level, you learn how to create a magical turret. With your smith's tools, you can take an action to magically summon a medium turret in an unoccupied space. This turret can either be a flamethrower, a force ballista, or a defender. So the defender emits a burst of positive energy that grants itself each creature a number of hit points. The force ballista makes a ranged spell attack. On a hit, the target takes 2d8 damage. So it's basically just a gun. And then you have the flamethrower, which exhales fire in an adjacent 15-foot cone that you designate. Each creature in the area must make a dex throw or take 1d8 fire damage.
Yo, I'm on some fire for
you. Oh my god! That's so dull.
Let me also point out that... was it right here? So, the Artificer spell list contains a spell card Arcane Weapon, which is a first level transmutation. You channel arcane energy into one simple or martial weapon that you're holding and choose a damage type. Until the spell ends, you deal an extra 1d6 of the chosen type. So you can literally make a gun. You could use arcane weapon on said gun, and you would be able to shoot 1d6 of at least anything.
Oh my god!
And you said that's
so. In order to heal your turret, you must use the mending spell, and it does 2d6 healing.
Yeah, like shit's crazy. Do you have the mending spell?
No, hold on.
Okay. So, to the heal your turret, you need the mending spell.
Okay, I chose the
artillerist.
Yeah, artillerist.
Yes, you have the turret and shit.
I don't see your turret on my
screen. Are you level 3?
Yeah.
Let me see.
The magic.
I'm looking at the Unearthed Arcana, so it could have changed.
Oh, let me see.
This is playtest material. Class features. So here we go. You chose, what was it?
Yeah, you said, wait, didn't you say you had like that bullet thing? Or what were you talking about? Because I asked if you had a gun. Yeah, repeating shot.
Yes, yeah.
Right here, arcane turret at third level. Can
you turn that into a magic gun?
Basically, it says it says ignore reload time. Basically, yeah, that's what it says. Hold on, let me get back.
Ignore reload time?
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, it, couldn't you have an arcane pistol that you can channel your magic into and shoot it out of?
Yeah, I'm totally down for doing a little bit of homebrew and allowing you to create like a weapon or a gun of some sort. I'll probably do I'll probably make it so you have to find certain ores or materials.
If this gun is magic fueled, like we've been talking about, it will not work right away, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Although, not to incite anything, but if you were to get the right components, you could theoretically make a rail gun with like a lightning with what was it?
Nate, you don't understand how excited he looks.
Yeah, I think, what was it? It was that one spell that where you could infuse something with 1d6 of a whatever. An item with, right here. If you infuse the item with electricity. If you infuse the item with electricity, you could easily turn something into a railgun.
Jesus.
It would not be that hard. As long, and my rule when I DM is always, if you can make it make sense to me, then I'll allow it.
Oh, you might have done something. He's gonna start inventing shit.
That is exactly what I hope for. I want him to be like, hey, can I do this? And I'll be like, yes, 100%.
Alright,
bet. Ay. Alright, with that being said, I think this ends episode 0 of our podcast. This isn't going to any particular one, this is just being uploaded to our YouTube channel. This will be like our little introduction video for those who are interested, which will be literally no one, but we're going to try anyway. Alright, till next time. We will see y'all later. All
right. Wait.
Waiting.
All right, we should have some parting words.
Ah. What, like a fucking, like a group prayer or some shit? Like, we're gonna go around the fucking Thanksgiving table saying what we're thankful for?
I'm just saying, I haven't talked in a while, and we have a contestant. We may have a contestant 6, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, no. Is there a contestant 6?
give me a second.
Oh, bonus round.
Bonus round. Can contestant 6.
Can take. Contestant 6 beat all them right. all?
Take it all.
I want right now, if all he right. sends in 6, I want all of us to vote on 1 through 6.
All right.
Here's the challenge. Will Nick approve?
Will Nick get a hard on from whatever monstrous woman that he toasts into this?
All right, let's see. There it is.
So you know what the difference is between her and the other one? I want for everyone listening. If I don't put this up, he posted a dwarf woman, and he posted earlier a gnome woman. That's a halfling. Okay, so he posted a halfling woman. The difference between her and the gnome is that she actually looks like a midget. She for real looks like a woman that's just short. The gnome looked like a kid.
You think she looks like a midget? I think she just looks short.
I think she looks dick sucking height. That's what she looks like.
Oh, this is.
This is gonna be so bad. All right. So let's rate our choice of females. All right.
So I'm already all in. Orc.
All right. Which orc are we talking about? Are we talking about the first or the second one?
I am all in on orc number 2.
All right. So we're doing maid, number 2.
Maid orc. I gotta give it the maid orc.
Okay. So I think orc number 2 takes my first spot as well. I was saying some shit, but she thick as a goddess.
Exactly. Jonathan, you gotta vote for 1 through He's playing Modern Warfare, so. Alright. Next time.
Yeah, next time, let it be known that out of every race that's in Dungeons and Dragons, out of at least six of them, orc women are the most beautiful. Fuck you, Windows. I'll plug in my PC when I refuse to. Alright, we will see you all next time. Later, Gators.
Peace. Yeah.